Full moon greetings, little bears. So, after his reset in the underworld, Merlin returned to his mother Maya in the Pleiades. She asked him and her other son, our star, to play it cool for a while. You can see that after a period of high activity this year with lots of M class and several X class solar flares, that our sun has been quiet since Merlin returned on the 3rd of June, and it's only now beginning to pick up again. Our psychic abilities increase with the sun's discharges, but this is not necessarily helpful at this stage. It's still too easy for us to feed the predatory entities unknowingly through fear. Maya and her sisters resonate intensely with the energies of nourishment and self-nurturing and the abilities to resource ourselves, and these are highly desirable abilities. They're long considered to be feminine energies, but not necessarily so, and they're not necessarily soft either. They can be quite fierce. Mars is also a son of the Great Mother and is now fully aligned with her principles rather than those of the patriarchy, and this is becoming more and more obvious to anyone who wants to look. So on the 29th of May, when he was positioned in conjunction with Jupiter, he blocked the ability of the solar kings to use Jupiter to expand their empire, and instead he locked that energy into the Earth and her dream body Venus. You can see the rapid collapse of the latest lunatic narratives, whether you relate to them, or not, or whether you relate them to the movements of the celestial bodies or not. On the 7th of June, Merlin entrained to Medusa's third eye, the star Algol. Several little bears witnessed this event, each in our own ways, as is necessary. Medusa is the ancient, wild, untamed, self-protective power of nature in us and in all of nature around us. So Merlin, the magician, who gives us the power to transduce all energies, is now allied with the supreme nature guardian. What does that mean? How will you recognize that this is real? I'm observing how Medusa's protection comes through action, in the doing of what we need to do, rather than as a shield or barrier. It's not just in the doing, but in how you do it and how you feel about it. Most importantly, the protective power is in the charge, the conductivity of the life force itself. To try and resist it is to turn yourself into stone. The Medusa booster protects us by powering up all our actions that are aligned with nature and our natural instincts. The full moon today is in the right leg of the serpent bearer, and at the same time, Mars is meeting with Chiron in the fishes. The celestial beings are supporting us in healing the deep wounds of duality, however they have manifested in our lives. Mars was turned into the god of war by the Romans. Before that, he was an agricultural god, and his locking onto the will to feed ourselves was transformed into the drive to feed empires and armies. Mars is healing himself. We are also healing, which is clearing out everything that is not us, not part of our natural selves. And what shows up as an immune response is the clearing of debris from our bodies. On the 19th of June, Merlin shifts into gear in the jaw of the bull. What is he doing there? Is it a prompt to beware of the bull? The jaw is also about eating, nourishment, a hot topic right now. So, more bullshit on the way for sure. Stand back and don't get splattered. If you know there is a bull in the field, don't go there. But what if you don't know? When navigating in the unknown, I find that you can always just follow your nose. The sense of smell is unique in that it cannot be overridden by our other senses. The link that is formed between a smell, a person, or a place, and a feeling does not change over time, unlike visual or auditory memories, which will morph according to perception in the moment of recall, mediated by the thalamus and the prefrontal cortex. The sense of smell is logged and recalled with all its coordinates intact forever. That's why you always think of your grandmother and her house when you smell fresh baked bread or whatever. However, accurate memory recall is just part of its core function. Pay attention to what grabs your nose, as this is the portal to the grassroots magic of how to resource yourself infinitely. Why do you think so many ancient deities are shown with a dog as their companions? Anubis, the go-between, and another form of Merlin, is a personification of the guardian of this portal. The sense of smell is part of our inner guidance system that enables us to maintain balance within ourselves and within our environment. We have smell sensors located throughout our organs and soft tissues, taste sensors too. When we notice a smell, it is because our bodies have primed the exact smell receptors in the nose to pick up a particular scent, which can be of something we need to eat or something that we just need to sniff, something to feed our bodies or our biofield. A human may have as many as 5 million scent receptors in the nose, each attuned to a specific odour. That sounds like quite a lot, but a dog probably has in excess of 200 million. Each sensor is attuned to a specific odour. Nature loves precision. The organ that oversees our sense of smell is the hypothalamus in the brain, because it has the primary function of maintaining homeostasis, balance, within the body and within our environments. It is mostly concerned with regulating energy balance, especially between the nervous system, fire element, masculine, and the endocrine system, the water element, feminine. The balance between these elements is fundamental to maintaining body temperature. All the little bears playing in the icy water are fine-tuning this organ, waking it up in themselves and others through their uploads into the grids. I see the hypothalamus as the biological correlate to the constellation of the scales. When there is an energy imbalance, the hypothalamus will stimulate the specific smell receptors needed to prompt us to seek out the food or odours we need to correct the energy imbalance. It's well known that food stimulates appetite, and the stimulation pathway is from the inside out and unique to each individual. We also secrete scents, pheromones, that affect the behaviour of other people and animals within our proximity, whether we are consciously aware of it or not. We are especially affected by pheromones related to sexual attraction and fear. It's a survival thing. And that brings us back to the Medusa booster. We need to eat to survive, and we are equipped to hunt or seek out whatever we need in whatever conditions we find ourselves. It's not about, I need money to go to the supermarket and buy food, although money can show up and will show up as necessary. It's just another form of Merlin's magic. We activate the Medusa booster by actually physically sniffing things in nature, waking up the hypothalamus and its primal powers that can never be overridden by our more complex adaptive systems and capacities. When I go on a walk, I'm always picking leaves, crushing them and sniffing them. I don't have to name the plant or the volatile oil to have it work in my body or my energy field. Our house is surrounded by melissa, lavender, rosemary, jasmine, honeysuckle and roses. And I have observed the effects and analysed them through my own field of knowledge. And I am as certain as I can be that the sense of smell is the portal to the grassroots magic of manifestation that has always been protected, invisible, and yet right here under our noses.